Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I am your hostess for this afternoon's program of the Higher Dimension. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Phyllis Pricer, and today I am going to be doing readings again. Just me, myself, and I today. So if anybody wants a reading or they have questions or they have a dream interpretation they'd like to talk about, please feel free to call. I love doing all of these and have a great deal of fun with them. So the number that we have is 1-888-815-9756. We do have four lines available, so if you call, you have a good chance of getting through. We have four lines. We're calling you on Skype, which I understand is a computer program, which is really cool. I think that's just absolutely wonderful. I know very little about computers. I think people who work them, like my wonderful program manager, Don, are just absolutely marvelous people, and I laud them for their wonderful talent in being able to do this. And looking forward to hearing from all of you. So, again, feel free to call if you want a reading or that you want a dream interpretation or if you have something to share. Someone just sent me an email, which I think is just absolutely fabulous. And you all may have heard about it. It's about a female whale that was caught up in a trap. Crab traps, I think they said, and fishing lines and so forth. And she had hundreds. She was just tied up, even including her mouth. And she was being weighted down by the length of ropes. I have a call on three. Okay. Okay, I have a caller. Let me just finish this quick story. And the thing is, a fisherman saw her. He called a rescue company or group of people for rescuing her. They went out and decided the only reason way they could save her life was by cutting the line. So divers went into the water. This was near San Francisco Bay. And they cut off all the traps and lines and freed her. And she went to each of the divers individually afterwards and nudged them gently as though to say thank you. And the diver who cut the line out of her mouth said she had kept her eye on him the whole time, and it has changed his life. I think that that is absolutely wonderful. I laud those who are working to rescue animals and to rescue our whales and the sea creatures, and I just thought that was worthy of letting you know about and telling you how proud I am and how wonderful it is, the work that we do to help our fellow creatures on this earth. At any rate, I understand I do have a caller. Good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are. Welcome to Higher Dimensions. May I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you for that story.
You're welcome. Isn't it a wonderful story?
It is. It is.
Yeah, tell me I'm for you today.
I've been sort of discouraged. I've been trying to get ready for an art show, and the past 3-4 weeks, all these crazy things are happening that are keeping me from getting work done. I also run a community dance once a month, and last night it was very discouraging, and then when I left, I had a very bad flat tire, and I had a problem with one of the people there. I would like to know if someone was fooling around with my tire or if it was simply a flat tire.
Okay, is that all you want to know? Do you want to know why it is you're going through this period?
Oh, I would love to, and I'm also wondering if I should continue with this dance. It's very discouraging.
Okay, what was discouraging about the dance? Were there too few participants or what?
Well, yes, I've been running it for a year, and I can't get enough people, but this last night, there were children there that were totally wild. I have a costume box, and things were just thrown all over the floor with disrespect, and people don't want to pay the full amount, and then they wanted me to give them copies of the music. I just felt totally, used.
Okay. Okay. All right. my feeling is that you are, my gut feeling is that you're attempting to do too much and you are not able to focus your energy into one arena. Not that what you're not doing is laudable, because it is. It's very laudable. However, you are attempting to do too much for too many at this time. Does this make sense to you? You are stretching yourself.
What does laudable mean?
It means praiseworthy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What you are doing is very, very praiseworthy. Okay?
Yes.
And you are to be honored for this. However, what I would like to see you do is to concentrate more fully on your own endeavors and invest in yourself and what you are desiring to do first and foremost, which is your artwork.
Okay.
Then you can take the time to work with others. Okay? Flat tire with a flat tire. A lot of times when we're trying to do something, what happens is the good Lord or the universe or whomever takes a 2x4 and whaps us over the head if we don't get through. And as we continue trying to continue on the same road that is not in our best interest, the nudges that we get, the pushes that we get, the signals that we get stronger and stronger until we finally have to say, whoa, wait up, this is way too much. The universe has been trying to call your attention to slowing down and to concentrating more on doing what is primary for you at this time, which is, of course, your artwork. Okay?
Okay.
That,
okay.
I think, you should concentrate on, and you will then see with your energies, because you are a creator, you are creating with many things, but concentrating more fully on that one aspect of your creativity for your best interest is the artwork. And that's what I'd like to see you put your energies into for the next 6 to 8 months. You could always go back to doing that dance if you so desire. My feeling is not the right time, not the right place for you. Maybe in the future, yes. But right now, it's a conservation of energy because there are new beginnings and new ways that you are going to be moving forward in your artwork. Okay? So it's going to be very important for you to take care of yourself first. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I had a hard time, as you said, praiseworthy thinking. That made it difficult to stop it. There is a possibility of another studio in another town. My friend is offering that.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should, think about that in the future?
Yes, I would do that also.
I guess I'm afraid that, ending it is just going to stop the motion of it.
No. It's a regrouping. It's not a stopping. It's a regeneration, a regrouping, if you will, and it's, again, I think it's a wonderful idea, but I think you're trying to do too much too soon, and as a result, something is suffering in the interim, and this you don't really need. This you don't need to have happen. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And don't be afraid. And I want you also to concentrate on being happier.
Yeah. It's been hard. Along these lines, I'm a caretaker on property for free rent. Is this something that needs to end?
My feeling is that's up to you. My feeling is that if it's something you feel that you are comfortable doing, there is no reason to stop it. It depends on how exhausting it is to you. Is it taking away from you as a person? Is it providing you needed income?
It gives me free rent, so I have no other choice unless I met someone and partnered up with someone.
Okay.
Which I'm trying to manifest in my life.
Well, then you can manifest, but meanwhile, remember, we're still on this earth plane. We still have to keep our feet firmly to the ground. So I would say stay with what you are doing until such a time, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that it? That's great. I'd love it. Take care, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And that was wonderful. That was a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And I think that's wonderful to work with kids. I work with kids also, and my heart sings with that. But sometimes you have to realize that you must take care of yourself first. because if you don't, no one else will. And you cannot help others if you cannot help yourself or if you're so worried about other things. But I think that's just absolutely wonderful what she's doing. And I didn't get her name, which is something I normally do, so shame on me for that. Anyway, please feel free to call and get a reading. Feel free to dream interpretation, what have you. One of the things I like to do is every once in a while reiterate to people of how they can tell using kinesthetics, which is a physical movement, to find out a yes or no answer to a question they may have, because we all have the answers in ourselves. Remember, psychic means of the soul. Everybody has a soul. Everybody is psychic. It's a muscle that we either use or disuse, that we have been trained not to use. And that's a shame, because it is given us as a normal, natural gift in order to make our way in the world. It's part of just being who we are. And that's very, very, very important. So one of the things that you could do is, whether you're sitting at a computer table, a glass tabletop, something that has a smooth, even surface, something that is shiny. Again, the material doesn't matter as long as it is smooth, okay? And so I will tell you that. You can even do this, I'll do the table first. You can take any finger you want. For me, it's the first finger of either hand. It doesn't matter which you use. Again, it's just grabbing a finger and just gently rubbing it back and forth, forward or backward, it doesn't matter, up and down or side to side, on the table. And you're going to feel that table, okay? You feel the smoothness of the table. I want you to feel that under your fingertip. And then you ask yourself, what is the answer? Yes. And see if anything changes. For me, a yes is it remains smooth, moving back and forth very, very easily. That's what yes is to me. And then ask yourself, what is no? And if you continue moving your finger, you should start getting it sticky or kind of jerking along rather than being the smooth, easy, effortless way. It might drag a little. It might feel sticky. It might bump a little bit. But that would be your no's or yes. Okay, so if you can ask yourself, what day is today? Just drag your finger back and forth and see what is the, you ask yourself, is today Saturday? And you should, when you drag your finger, feel what was a no answer to you. When I ask if it's Sunday, you should feel it going back to what is yes for you, which for me is smooth. Okay? This way you can access answers to your own questions when there's no one else around to ask. Or you can use simply to begin to develop your own psychic abilities in this manner. And I would like to see more and more people self-empowered of yes and no answers. Now, you can do the same thing using a fingernail. You can take like your thumb. And take your fingernail and up for your thumb being easier. It's easier for me to take my index finger or one of the other fingers and rub it over the top of my thumbnail. If it's a yes answer, it should be remaining smooth. Like it's today, Sunday, it'll be smooth. If I say Monday, it should start bumping and sticking. Another way that you can also get a yes or no answer very easily is if you make a circle with your index finger or your middle finger, doesn't matter, or your little finger, whatever. But since my fingers are stronger as index and thumb, just make a circle with your thumb and your index finger. Now open up the one and interlock the two so that you have two circles but held together. If you get a yes answer, like it's today, Sunday, you try to pull the two apart and you will find it very strong, a very strong hold. If you ask if it's today Monday and you pull them apart, you should find that your fingers pull apart fairly easily. Again, that's your yes and no answer. So there are two ways that you can check out for yourself the yes and no of an answer. And it could be for choosing a doctor or choosing whether to go shopping today or whether to stay home, whether to purchase something, whether to not. There are any number of things that you can use and ask this way and find a true answer for yourself, which I think is absolutely fabulous because, again, as I say, I am all for people being able to access their own inner strength, their own inner wisdom and knowledge, their own higher self, into getting yes and no answers. So I use that myself as to whether or not I should do something or go somewhere or buy something, and it works fairly well. And if you want to have that, have a friend do it for you with the intent that it is for you. That works just as well, believe it or not. You can have friends do that for you in case you think you're conning yourself or fooling yourself or whatever else you think you want to put in there. It is indeed a wonderful way of helping yourself move forward. And again, it's normal, it's natural, and it's one way. These are two different little ways of ascertaining whether or not something is good for you and whether or not to go ahead and do something. You can check if, that young lady said, if it was just a flat tire or somebody did it meanly and deliberately. My feeling it was just a flat tire and it was a coincidence and it was just a string of things letting her know that it was time to let go. Anyone else who has a call that they would like to make to talk to me, I would love to hear from people. Give us a call at 888-815-9756 and let us talk to you and see what we can come up with. I'm looking forward to it. There are a number of wonderful happenings around the world, and some of the books that I've been reading, I'm going to have the authors on. I'm going to have one, Kathy Miner, who writes under a pseudonym. She's a friend of mine, and she's going to be including me in her next book of Psychics That You Can Trust, who are the genuine article. And I'm very much honored by her request to include me in this book, and I am tickled pink about it. She's a friend of mine. She's the sister of a dear friend of mine, and I've known her several years now, and It's nice to know that there are good people who care about you and who remember you and reach out to you when things are going well. So I will be in a book. And another book I'll be in is a book written by Maureen McGill, who's been on our show before. She's a tarot reader, an extraordinarily gifted one, and she'll be on our show again soon. And Maureen is writing a book about extrasensory perceptions and after-death experiences, contact from after-death or things that happened during death activities, and it comes out, I hope, within the next year. Some of my stories will be in there, and I am honored by that, too. So isn't it neat to know that somehow what I've been doing and going through experiencing is going to be told to the world a little at a time here and there? And I'm just as pleased as punch about it. I really am honored and touched that people feel that what I've done and what I'm going through is worthy of expressing and sharing with the rest of the world. Another person we're going to have on to, again, is Stephanie. Stephanie is a really unique person. I think I've said before that I think she is a reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Marvelous. There's more information coming out about that in the near future from Stephanie and from some information she's gathered from different sources. So, we'll be sharing that with you, and you'll be able to get it off her website as well. And I'm hoping that that won't be in the too far distant future. Meanwhile, if anybody wants a reading, I remember last week I was told some people didn't realize that you could have a reading. This is a live show, and you are certainly welcome to call in, and we'll be glad to do what we can to give you a reading or talk about dreams or anything else that you might want to share and discuss. again, some of the energies that I have been finding lately have been impacting me pretty strongly, so I'm going to guess that I am not unique in that manner and that many people are indeed experiencing some tremendous shifts. And I can tell you, you would think that if we were ascending and moving to a higher level, it would be pleasant for all concerned, sort of like the a good 5-cent cigar and, you know, sprouting angel's wings and drifting along in the happy ha-ha land. It isn't. It, for me, the spiritual growth that I have is playing havoc with my internal organs, to say the least. And I am not a happy camper. I am feeling sick sometimes. I sometimes am late going to work with the babies. And I'm losing weight, which is a good thing. I will not complain about that. That's one of the good things that I'm having happen with this. But a lot of people are having issues with the energies that are coming in that are raising the vibrations higher and higher as we move more and more into a positive world where there is happiness and joy and peace and elevating the world so that we move into the new world order, as it were, into a new relationship with ourselves and with the earth. Some of these things are kind of, almost wicked in the way they make you feel, I think. I am not knocking, growing. I'm just not happy with having to go through all sorts of blah to get there. And you should be aware that as you are growing as well, spiritually and emotionally and mentally, it's a good thing for you to check into yourselves. Your diets may change, your tastes in what you've been reading or taking as entertainment may be changing. I am hearing a lot of different changes are affecting people to the point that some of them, their lives, they're losing relationships that they've had for years and years. I think we've heard that before. I know I have. And those people who will not be growing on with us may be dropping out of our lives. And that could be family members. It could be friends. It could be we'll be changing jobs. There are any number of different ways things are beginning to be experienced by us as a forerunner to allowing ourselves to release the past, which is not really appropriate to take into the future. We cannot be like Lot's wife and look back. We can't look back because if we do, we will forestall ourselves, we'll keep ourselves from moving forward. And those who choose to stay behind will, well, that's a choice they make. As much as we'd like to have people move forward with us, sometimes people are not ready to make the change. They're not ready to move forward into the light with us. And we have to respect them, irrespective of how we feel about it. We need to respect them and to let them grow at their own pace. I know it's hard. It's hard to let go of friends and family from the past. And it's hard to change jobs. And it's hard. Sometimes it's very hard to move forward in our lives and knowing we're leaving people behind. But the point of the fact is we are each of us living gods. We are each of us special beings. And it is appropriate for us to release and let go and allow other people the respect that we would have them accord us in moving forward, as difficult as it may seem to us at the time. So physically, you can be nauseous, you've gained weight, you can lose weight, you'll have a difference in your eating patterns, you may become more towards a vegetarian, it may be that you drink a lot of water, you have to drink a lot of water with this, because you're going through a cleansing period and your kidneys need that extra water, excuse me, to move forward and to help you expel all the dross, all the poisons from your system. And, excuse me, that's a lot of what's happening today is we are moving forward into the new universe. The other things are, I guess, I hadn't really clearly planned too much. I was hoping people would call in with requests because that makes it so much easier for me. But, you know, I can talk as long as I need to get out the information that you might want to have. The world of peace efforts that we see going on are a part of the new Earth order, and I think it's very praiseworthy that we have a new leader who is bringing us along this path. And I think it's very important that we all send good thoughts and positive thinking towards the new administration, because regardless of your political affiliation, anything that can be done to bring peace, to lighten the suffering of many people, is very, very important. I can't tell you how important that is, because we are all a part of each other. And when any one of us suffers anguish and sorrow, we all suffer. Okay. Yes, I understand we have another caller. So, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Everett from Winnipeg.
Well, hi, Everett from Winnipeg. How nice of you to call.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you, sir, are doing well, I hope.
I'm doing great now, thank you.
I've been
having
welcome.
Some nice interest in dreams. But I have a question.
Certainly.
Is the Earth also achieving this higher vibration?
Yes.
That's forcing us to change with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is my understanding, and that makes sense to me. We can't ascend without the Earth ascending as well. I have been reading some books on this subject and feeling also the information that I am receiving is that there is an ascendancy, a transformation going on,
mm-hmm.
and it involves the Earth and the people on the Earth. Okay?
Right.
Go ahead.
What about the animals?
Also.
Any particular changes you like to see in the family pets and whatnot as they're going through this?
Yes, I think the animals are, we're certainly not, I'm not leaving my pets behind.
Neither am I.
No way, Jose, am I leaving my babes behind. But anyway, no, it's true. I think the animals, of course, have always been closer to God or to the reason for being here on Earth. Remember, these loving creatures can't come to us to help us move forward. They are part of our loving lessons on this Earth plane. They are our companions, and they have chosen to come on this Earth plane and be born in order to be our partners and to help us reach for a higher level of being. And God bless them all.
Yeah. I do have a request for a bit of a reading, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you see my artwork going any further so I can quit the current job I'm at, or will a job situation open itself up better so I can concentrate further on my art?
Okay. My feeling is that this question is a very important one to you. I am getting that there is a possibility of a change coming that would give you a greater opportunity to explore your gifts and talents in that area and to do more with your artwork.
Yeah.
It is coming.
I had that feeling if something was coming up, but I had to have a little bit of extra support to
confirm
it.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Phila. Did you try what I suggested on the table using your own intuition of yes or no on this?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you get?
Well, it was for a better job, but the thing is, I'm not sure if I was making my fingers go apart further or whatnot,
nope.
But I asked to see if there was any change by next year? And from what I understand, no.
No. No, it's going to take a little longer than that. But don't you worry, because it's coming in its own good time. And that's okay, because it'll be perfect timing for you.
Perfect.
Perfect
Thank
timing
you.
For you. You're welcome. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I am so delighted to hear people from different parts of the world. This is an absolute joy to me. I hope you realize that, to share this and to share with others. So keep on calling in, because I would love to. Today I had I'm talking to people who have an interest in their dreams. The other thing I want to caution you is please, please, please trust yourself. You must learn to trust yourselves and not think that you're lying or fooling yourself. I will tell you what someone told me once. If you can rationally say, am I doing this myself or is it true? That's one thing. If you distrust yourself, let's put it this way. If you question yourself, that's okay, as long as you don't distrust yourself. If you distrust yourself, you have a problem, okay? Do not distrust yourself. Please open yourself up to accepting that your body will not lie to you. Your psychic abilities do not lie to you. And the more you use it, the more comfortable you become with it, and the more you can trust that what you get is true. There will be coming time, you sometimes think, well, maybe it's my subconscious. Well, you know what? Uh-huh, it is. Do you know why? Because your subconscious is a part of your intuition. And yes, you should trust your subconscious. We were raised not to trust our intuition. Shame, shame, shame on how many generations of family members did this to us. But learning to trust yourself is paramount to moving forward into the new world, okay? Paramount in doing that, because you are that special being. You are perfection. You do have the answers of who you are already. Questioning yourself in the beginning, not a bad idea, okay? Because you really don't want to think you're bipolar or you're ready to take off and they're ready to come with you, come for you with a little white net, if they still do that. I don't know if they do or not, but, you know, they probably have a little jacket or something you can wear. But remember to honor what you have. And if you have questions, be a little bit more scientific about what you do. Write down the question you ask. Write down the response, and then wait and see what happens. Test yourself, if you will, as to the verification, the rightness, the wrongness, the truth of the matter or not, by treating it more or less like a scientific test. This is what a scientist would do. This is how you know that if you were to take the right bus and you arrive at work, you figure it's the right bus. If you don't arrive at work, hello, you took the wrong bus. So use the verification process as to whether or not what you've done rings true, because you tested it in a number of ways. And then you can say, well, you know, most of the time, 90% of the time, whatever it is, you know, what I got was accurate, because it did happen the way the test came through. Again, we're not asking you to go willy-nilly blindly into the night. We are asking that you test yourself and find out how good, how talented, how psychic you really are. Important, important, important. God doesn't want idiots in heaven, and he doesn't want people who get there because they're blindly leading the blind or following blindly. He wants people to be companions with him, to the best of my knowledge. Intelligent, wonderful, sharing companions, and this is my concept of the universe and the Lord, and so, you know, I hope it's one that's shared by others, but my feeling is he'll accept you as long as you tried, and as long as you work diligently at what you want to do. I think so too, and I also have to tell you that I think the gift of art, the gift of music, is a psychic gift that is extremely special. And I think it's something that is treasured. and it's given to us to share with others. I think it's one of the most wonderful, unique gifts that you can have. I wish I were talented in that way. I'm not, but I sure wish I were. I can appreciate art, but I certainly can't paint my way out of a paper bag with both ends open, though I wish I could. And so I do appreciate wonderful art. I do appreciate all that goes into creating the artwork, or sculpture, or gardening, or anything, because to me, anything can become your canvas, a yard, a building, anything. So, again, you know, I wish all those who do have these wonderful talents to use them. Sometimes looking at artwork inspires people, brings healing. You know, art is a healing therapy now, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. And I'm looking forward to working with some artists in the near future and doing work with my teaching program and letting people learn how working in art, drawing, et cetera, is going to help them become better health care providers. And these are just absolutely wonderful, wonderful concepts that I would really, really enjoy with people, to help them become better human beings and have more fun and use that work to just bring about healing in everyone's life. Okay, we still have some open lines, so if you want to call and get a reading, we still have time for a few more readings. I would again encourage people to look at their dreams and to record dreams that seem to hold special significance for them. Some dreams are just, you know, stuff that you've gone over in the day, telling you whether or not you've done a good job, whether or not you need to look or pay attention to a particular area in your life. Dreams are there for you to utilize in moving forward in your life. They're there to show you how your health is, your mental health, your emotional health. They're there to warn you of any impending areas of concern. They're there to help you achieve your goals, to applaud you while you are moving in the right direction. And believe me, there are some dreams where, and I tell you this is true, where you can dream of people applauding you. When you have a dream in which you're being applauded, you can be sure that that is your higher self saying, you go, that you are doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. This is a definite, definite approval of what you are doing and the growth experiences that you are achieving in your life. So when you have this applause in your dreams, understand that your higher self is telling you you're doing a fine job and to keep on keeping on because you're doing the right thing. When you hear your name being called, it is very often your higher self suggesting or calling you and trying to get your attention to point something out to you. Edgar Casey said that when you heard your name being called in your sleep, that you were being called by God or your higher self to service in his name. So pay attention to dreams where your name is being called. The other thing is, when you hear your name being called, it can also be a message, that an important message is coming, and to be aware of it and to call your attention to just that situation. So remember that your dreams encourage you. They're not only there to warn you, but to encourage you and let you know when you are doing well and praise you and to get your attention, to catch up with you. And nothing tremendously important happens to you in your life, but that you dream about it first. Again, that's what Edgar Casey had to say. Nothing important happens to you, but that you dream about it first. So remember to keep an awareness of your dreams and what's happening in them so that you can be prepared for whatever is coming along. Trying to think of some of the other things. The dawning of a new day usually means a new beginning. A sunset can mean the ending of a situation or the closing of a chapter of life. Not the life itself necessarily, but a chapter or something is coming to a close. But remember, whatever is closing means that something else has to be opening. So be aware that there are no endings without beginnings. And that is a gift that we can receive at all times and be aware of, and hopefully you will rejoice in the fact that you are being provided new beginnings and new thoughts and new hopes and ideas, and a new chapter in your life will bring joy and happiness all the way around. Some of the other things that I was going to talk about don't seem quite that relevant in it today, but I would hope that you would consider some of the things I'm saying and utilize them. And, you know, let's have a dialogue. You can call me and tell me whether or not these things have worked in your life if you try them. I'm all for learning and growing, and if something that you have tried in your life works, feel free to share. I think that's also important that we learn from each other. Every time I talk to one of my listeners, I feel that I learn something new, that I connect in a new way with another person, that it's the ability to share and to learn. And I'm really delighted to do that because my life could use a lot more sharing and happiness in it. And I don't know about you, but I think everyone could use more joy and happiness in it. And I'm always willing to learn something new and pass it along to my readers as we go along. Readers, I'm sorry, that's a Freudian slip. I read so much. My listeners. Anyway, I know I have this cat of mine who's decided that sitting in my lap while I'm on the radio is very important to him. And he is such a pistol. He's just so funny. He's, you know, cats adopt you. You don't adopt them. And Rambo is right now just sitting on my lap wishing that I would get off the phone and pay, you know, 100% attention to him, but he's just going to have to live with this. Ain't going to happen anytime real soon at the moment. Other thing is that I wanted to let you know that I am so very happy about BBS Radio's growing popularity. They're being heard around the world. They have wonderful shows. They're considered one of the foremost internet radios in the world, and they are doing a magnificent job in bringing programs like mine into your homes and to bring sharing of the new life to come. It's a mission as well as a living for Don and his brother and the other people who are involved. And these good people have spent a lot of time, effort, and money in getting this program up and running and bringing you such wonderful shows. And I am so honored and pleased by their gift in letting me be a part of your lives by being on this radio show. And if you want to contact me outside of BBS Radio, I can be reached at area code 202-387-2080. Or I have my email is psychicworlds, P-S-Y-C-H, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, worlds, capital W-O-R-L-D-S, 4, at AOL.com, or you can reach me through BBS Radio. They will send along any message. And I'm more than happy to do private readings and or interpretations as you wish. And all you have to do is give me a call, and I'll be glad to work with you on them. That being said, let's go back to what else I can share with you today. And some of the other things, one thing is a little bit you can try. I would try it provided you had a chair behind you or a bed or something. You can use your whole body as to whether or not something is true or not. You can stand straight. And sort of sway, I guess is the word. If you're asking if something is a yes or a no, if you tilt forward, that is a yes. If you sway backwards, it is a no. Again, you can use your whole body, just as I told you to use your finger, or your hand on your thumbnail, your finger on your thumbnail, holding fingers together in a ring, or rubbing back and forth on the table. Again, stand up straight. You can, if you want to, ask yourself which way is yes and which way is no. Yes is usually a forward rock, tipping towards the front. No is tipping towards the back, almost walking back on your heels. But you want to be careful that you don't let go and completely fall over. This is not what we're trying to have you do. It is not a proof that you have drunk too much wine or that you, you know, have lost your mind. What I would like you to do is, again, test it out, try it out, see what works for you that is best. Some things work better for other people. And again, you can use a proxy for this. You can have a friend try this, rocking forwards and backwards, and ask if something is accurate or not. Okay? It's not always something that you need to do for yourself if you are trying to learn if it's right or not. Again, learn to test, and then after you test and find out that it is accurate, then you will find yourself not needing others to intercede for you. Although sometimes, I guess you could, because there can be times when the answer we want is so important to us, we may have an emotional investment in it, so that we feel that what we want is so overriding that we would not be truthful. You can, again, use somebody else to do this for you and find out. But basically, try it for yourself. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I could teach you that's really, really quick and easy to do, because normally I like to devote a whole show to it and get some, book references to give you. Edgar Cayce is a very good book on some of this work. Another thing that you might consider is Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman, K-A-R-O-L, rather than C, Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N. Very good book, very enlightening to help release some of the negative stuff that we carry around with us. We don't realize how much what we think and what we hold on to impacts us in a negative way. We literally can make ourselves sick. And by holding on to old attitudes and thoughts and worn out beliefs and worn out systems that are no good to us or anybody else, you really don't quite understand what that connection is, I think, until you do a study of it, and how important it is to release any thoughts that we have, any negative thoughts we have towards another person. I don't care what they've done to you. You've got to learn how to release that in order to move ahead, because the more you hold on to something or someone, the more you are holding yourself back and the less forward you will be able to go, and you will find yourself running fast in place just trying to catch up. And this is not what we need. We need to be clear in today's world. We need to be able to release the past and look forward and just keep our eyes on the prize, which is moving ahead spiritually. The importance of moving ahead spiritually is up to you. What you attach to that is up to you. No one else can help you move ahead but you. You are the only person who can impact what's going to happen to you in your future. Each day that you are alive, you are, in essence, creating tomorrow. Every decision that you make today is going to impact the decisions that you will be making in another time and place. And that, I think, is something that we really, I think, find difficult to understand, is that we are creating our own futures each day and living in the moment. That's why it's so important just to live in the moment. And planning for the future is fine, but we cannot live in the future, as so many people do. We have to live in the present. And we can think about things to come, but frame them in a way that is a positive concept, I guess is what I'm trying to say, a positive concept, because if we only look at the future, we will never live in what is now the present. And you cannot live for the future by being in the future. You have to live for the present in order to have a future. Create what you want in your own mind. Visualize what you want in your own mind. See what it is that you desire. You don't have to paint in all the details, but you do have to create some kind of a general picture of what you want, and allow the universe to bring to you that which you would like to experience. That's what you would like to love and to share and to live with. And no one else can do that for you. So my feeling is that it would be a good idea to learn to create for the future by creating now with your mind the beauty that you would like in your life. We have time for one more reading or one more response. If someone is interested in calling in, you're going to have to do it very, very quickly. Otherwise, we will be out of time until next week. And I will say that next week we have Stephanie South. Biography, she's the author of A Biography of a Time Traveler. Jose Arguelles, he is the gentleman who set up the 1987 World Harmonic Convergence. Do you remember that? That was considered a primal movement which helped to jumpstart us in this new world, this new culture, into this ascent that we're having now. All right? Very, very important person, the Harmonic Convergence. It is a great story. She is in Australia right now, and she will be reaching her into Australia. So please feel free to tune in next week and have questions to ask, as she will be our guest. And I am so excited. She's a delightful young lady. And I am so glad that she will be able to be on our show and share what she learned about Jose Arguelles and this very, very, very unique man and who he has been in former lifetimes. He is one of the great souls that has come in this time and space to help us grow and to move forward into the new dimension and to become a part of the ascension process and the transformation process that we are all going through at this time. So again, that is Karen South this time next week on this show. And anything else that we can do for you, we can provide you information and get some of your questions answered. She would be a good person to ask and see what happens. Again, we've got to have a number of people coming on our show in a few weeks that have some some wonderful information for us. I just finished reading Book Back Numbers. If you knew me in numbers, you would say that was a miracle in itself, because I don't do numbers. I have an issue with numbers. I understand there's a kind of, I keep forgetting the word, kind of a dyslexia in use of numbers. I think I hit that I do have an issue with numbers. I can't remember numbers or equations very, very well at all, and have a real hard time handling them. And I can, as many times as I add up a bunch of numbers, I can come up with a different answer at the bottom line. So I do creative math 101, as I often say, and I think the IRS probably says, oh, here comes this nutcase again. Though they say, you know, I'm honest with my taxes. I have to tell you that. It's just that I can't add my way out of a paper bag. And so I have a hard time understanding math and equations, though I would like to. I think it's beautiful. The some of the other people we have are going to be people who are looking into the future, some who are going to tell us how we can read for ourselves and how we can access the best in us and how important it is for us to be kind to ourselves and love ourselves. So that's what we have coming in the near future, and I am so excited to be with you all the time as I am. And again, we hope that you will be listening next week when we have Miss South on. And after that, we have a couple of others. We're going to have Kathy Meinert, and we're going to have a few others that I can't remember the name, Stephanie Savage and a few others. And we will have Maury McGill back, and we will be talking to you at that time. Meanwhile, I believe we have reached the end of our hour. I always surprise myself by talking long enough. Thank you for those who've called in. I appreciated your sharing yourselves and your time with us. I look forward to hearing from you again, and let me know if if working with these little hints that I give you turns out well. I'd like to hear that, and maybe you can share and say we've discovered something new that works for you. I'm Phyllis Pricer. This is The Higher Dimension. I thank you all for listening. Please feel free to have a wonderful, joyous week. Love you all. God bless you and take care. Goodbye.